Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Kitty makes women feral. Let's go. Yes everyone, women do some dumbass shit because of the slip between their legs. I don't know, maybe they should put some plaster over it or calcify it or anything like that. You plug up the hole because it does a lot of stupid shit. Just saying. Yeah, you probably think, oh Gonzo, you're stupid. Someone should hit you in the head with a baseball bat. Yes, they should, but I don't think that would kill me. I'd just pop right back. Why? Because you can't kill something that's already dead. Yeah, do you know what else doesn't die? Stupid ideas. Look at this old fossil. Her name is Amanda and she's 39. And she's drinking from her special mug. Don't talk to me until I've had my abortion. Gee lady, I don't think you have any eggs in that womb of yours. You're 39. Right? Oh, you're an old hen. You know what? I think I found Waldo, the motherfucker transitioned into Amanda. Damn, that's so fucked up. And what's Amanda looking for? Let's find out.
Looking for a romantic friendship with some physicality.
So you're looking for some dude to stuff your holes, huh? You want your roast beef get filled with cream cheese? Nice.
Like awkwardly touching me and touching your hair while we watch a movie.
Yeah, knowing the kind of movies you'll be watching, it'll probably be Snow White, right? Watch that fucking filthy ass chick. She's ugly.
I'm still being COVID cautious and masking in public.
What a dumbass people. Fucking germaphobes. You're retarded. Should put a plastic bag over your head. Just saying.
Would appreciate matching with folks who are doing dot dot dot.
What, doing some stupid bullshit? Knowing you, you probably like doing underage shit, don't ya? Yes, it's always fun when you get to pollute the next generation, right? Fucking creep. You see what happens when you start creeping on the next generation? You get dumb shit like this.
I have no clue why I'm depressed. Must be genetic.
Yes, it's because you're polluting your mind and your body with bullshit. Cheetos are good, but I noticed that women are what, 25% plastic and like 25% hot Cheetos? Yeah. Right, Chester Cheetah? Oh, always being cheesy, huh? You know what else is cheesy? Women. Yes, women are very cheesy. No, maybe not say cheesy. Greasy. Or dare I say, disgusting? Yes, let's bring up a clip of what is she? A principal. Yes, this bitch is teaching the next generation how to be a degenerate. Let's watch.
Parents reacting to the arrest of an elementary school principal and a third grade.
Oh shit, look at her face. I don't know what's up with her face. It's kind of seducing me that I want to open a school with her and make it for troubled children and start doing all kinds of things. Yes. Oh yes, I'm sure they'll be very flexible. Oh yes, you get them young and the possibilities are endless. Just ask this teacher, principal, whatever the hell she is.
Teacher. This all stems from a rowdy house party with more than 100 teens in Brevard County.
Fox 35 was the only station there as police.
Oh yeah, and a side note, this Luann Sorrell chick, she's ugly as sin. Look at her face. God damn it. What the hell is that? Is that Candy Kong? Holy shit, she's ugly. Go back. Put a bag on her face. Ugh.
We're outside that principal's house today. And Fox 35's Chancellor Wynn is live in Cocoa Beach tonight. So, Chancellor, the community is in shock over these arrests.
Yeah, John Luann, we've been speaking with parents from Cocoa Beach Junior Senior High School. Those lights actually right there are the ones lighting up the school's parking lot. Now, those parents tell me they're shocked a bit, but not entirely, about the arrest of a teacher and a parent from this school. This is Roosevelt Elementary School. Now, again, it's a
Yes, I guess there's no demarcation point between these schools. It's just the degeneracy just spills over, right? From the high school to the elementary. What kind of shit are they teaching? Well, where is this place? I'm guessing Florida, right? I don't know.
And the principal of the school have been arrested. A father telling me nothing really surprises him anymore, but a mother speaking out says she's beginning to question her trust in educators.
Nah, really? Now you question your teachers? Gee, you should have been doing that, what, like 20 years ago? Oh, but yes, the Department of Education, the government knows what they're doing, right? Yes, buckle up, Buttercup, it's gonna be a bumpy ride.
To know that these kinds of things are happening is terrifying.
An underage house party at a Brevard County principal's home.
What a great role model, right?
Ends with first responders treating a heavily intoxicated juvenile in the front yard.
Elizabeth Hill Rodigan was seen by an officer at the top of her driveway, who then returned inside her residence and turned out the outside lights, causing the EMS workers to not be able to see to treat the juvenile.
Hill Brodigan is the principal at Theodore Roosevelt Elementary School, and Cocoa Beach police say around 100 kids were partying.
God damn, I guess it was one of those P. Diddy parties, right? Oh shit, she's in cahoots with P. Diddy. Fuck it, right? Let's do everything to kids, why not? Let's pervert the next generation, right? Oh man, we're all going to hell, right? Just like how this lady is, but what do I know, right?
...at her home on Sunday night and drinking alcohol that was available in coolers throughout the house. A nearby traffic stop landed one juvenile in jail, charged with a DUI.
They're the most precious things to you, your children, and you're trying to raise them well, and then...
Yeah, you would think teachers, and especially women, are going to be nurturing and motherly figures for your kids, but fuck no, they're worse.
They have this influence in their life. It just breaks my heart.
Police say a Theodore Roosevelt Elementary School teacher, Carly Anderson, was also at the party, intoxicated.
These kids, they...
Yeah, another teacher, instead of being a responsible adult, acts worse than a fucking kid, all drunk and shit. But that's the world that we live in, right?
Trust teachers. They trust the administrators. And when you have someone betray that trust and lead these kids down a path like that, it's...
Well, at least the only good thing about this is that no one's been sexually assaulted or anything like that. You would think so, with alcohol and stuff. It could be worse. Whole lot worse. So count your lucky stars that it didn't. But it's still a doozy. Yikes.
Sad and scary all at the same time.
A mother of two Brevard public school teens says this is something she never expected in her school district. Hill Brodigan is facing charges of child neglect, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and holding an open house party, while Anderson has charges of child neglect and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Yeah, I bet you these women will get slapped on the wrist. They're not gonna get fucked, as they should, but that's the age that we live in, so whatever.
Now, detectives say they've interviewed nearly 100 kids from throughout the county, and the kids at the party were as young as 13 years old. Reporting in Cocoa Beach, Chancellor Nguyen, Fox 35 News.
Yes, as young as 13 years old. I'm surprised there was no sexual things going on in this crazy-ass party, but hey, count your lucky stars, right? But yeah, women do all kinds of crazy shit, man. Guys just allow it just because they think that women can do nothing wrong. I know we're supposed to protect women, but what happens when we can't protect them and they do crazy shit? Yes, I know women are just a resource you need to protect, but people don't. Yeah, sooner or later women are gonna do something really fucked up and there's no excuse. Oh yes, you see women murdering their kids or they're abusing children and all kinds of things, but yet they still allow them. Women get custody of the children even though they're junkies, they're abusers, all kinds of things, but yet they're the fairer sex. According to whom? Yes, but yes, men are the ones that are pieces of shit, right? Whatever. Yes, and we're not even halfway in the year yet. Oh, let's see what kind of crazy shit 2025 is gonna bring. It's gonna be fun. Yes. Will this year be the year where everything turns shit? Yes, I believe so, but only time will tell. Well, anywho, this is Gonzo G saying goodbye, farewell, and don't let these feral women get to you because they're fucking crazy, so do the best things you can in your own personal life. Goodbye.
I saw this at 7-Eleven. That's me. And that's the man watching me on security. You can click him. You can even send emoji. The pants emoji. Surprise Michael. I couldn't resist. He started to get sad. And he made a phone call.
Hey!
Oh no!
Why do you bother, Michael? Michael is the greatest man I've ever seen. Michael is a great man, and you are a nothing man.
Michael has a perfect soul, and you have a soul of dirt.
Who are you talking to?
Fucking darkie.